The Coast Recital Society plans to welcome classical music fans back to the Raven's Cry Theatre for another season of afternoon performances by world-class national and international artists. The season starts on Saturday, September 9, with a recital by young BC pianist Jaden Isaac-Jerko. Born in Salmon Arm, Isaac-Jerko recently won both the Paloma O'Shea and Maria Canals International Piano Competitions in Europe, as well as the Hilton Head International Piano Competition in the United States. A graduate of the Juilliard School and the UBC School of Music, Isaac-Jerko has already secured performance dates for this season in Europe, the UK, and Japan. We are delighted that Jaden Isaac-Jerko will open our 2023-2024 concert season, said Francis Wainwright, artistic director of the Coast Recital Society. He will perform music by Schubert, Ravel, Chopin and rarely heard repertoire by Nikolai Medner. Subscriptions to the CRS 2023-2024 season, and tickets for individual concerts are available for purchase, $150 for the 6 concert series and $30 for individual concerts. Students are $50 for series passes and $10 for single tickets. For information, browse to coastrecitalsociety.ca or email coastrecital@dccnet.com. Harboring Beachcombers Memories. Admirers and veterans of the erstwhile Beachcombers TV series have announced an upcoming 50th reunion celebration, set to take place on September 15 and 16. The highly anticipated event will bring together former members of the Beachcombers cast and crew and their families for a weekend of reminiscing, reconnecting, and creating new memories. The Beachcombers reunion celebration aims to commemorate the rich history and cherished experiences of its seaside host community. The event takes place in 2 locations, at the Gibson's Public Market and a yet-to-be-officially-announced local theater. Gatherings will include exclusive question and answer sessions with production secrets and stories. Rare episodes of the show will be screened to augment guided tours and photo exhibitions. Tickets to the event are free, although registration for the screening and cast reception is required. We are incredibly excited to celebrate this momentous milestone with our Beachcombers family, said Jackson Davies, one of the event organizers and a star of the long-running TV series. The reunion celebration will be a time to reminisce about our shared memories and the unique spirit of our community. We can't wait to reconnect with old friends and make new connections during this memorable weekend. More information and registration instructions are available at beachcombers2023.eventbrite.ca. Hills are alive with the sound of music. The Living Forest Institute is planning a series of concerts that gives new meaning to woodwind instruments. The Health Trail Concert Series takes place over 3 Sundays in September, 10, 17 and 24, starting at 2 p.m. in the endangered Health Trail Forest. Each performance by local musicians is followed by an optional 45-minute hike to explore the trail that is threatened by potential clearcuts. The Scenic Health Trail traverses the lower Mount Elphinstone slopes through old-growth forest, habitat to bears and elk. On September 10, XWESAM singer and songwriter Keely Halward performs original songs. On September 17, Flotsam and Fingerpicking features Steve Charles and Martin Ryle as they explore eclectic musical realms with stringed instruments. On September 24, Anagram, Anna Lumiere and Graham Ord perform original songs as well as several Brazilian coros on accordion and flute. Admission is by donation and registration is not required. Participation is at your own risk. Each performance will be about 45 to 50 minutes long and takes place within a 5-minute hike from Trailhead 3 at the top end of Health Trail. Browse to livingforestinstitute.ca for more information on the musicians and essential details. Should the weather become inclement, visit the website for updates. Going through a spooky stage. The Driftwood Players will return with another high-spirited production for the 2023 Halloween Block Party in Gibson's. Game show Hell features a couple who end up in the afterlife following a botched wedding proposal. The Driftwood players are looking for actors, dancers, singers and backstage helpers with no experience required. Our Halloween productions are a great way for people to get involved in community theater, said writer-director Joanne Bennison. We don't take ourselves too seriously and like to keep things low-key, raucous and fun, while putting on one heck of a show. Anyone interested is encouraged to audition on Saturday, September 9 at 1 p.m. at St. Bartholomew's Church Hall in Gibson's. Weekly rehearsals will be held in September and October, culminating in three free outdoor shows Saturday, October 28 at the Halloween Street Party in Gibson's, in conjunction with the Sunshine Coast Museum. For more information, contact producer Bill Forst at driftwoodplayers662@gmail.com or director Joanne Bennison at 604-886-7687. Love is the Last Word. An upcoming performance by performer, therapist, and spiritual explorer Lizzie Allen promises to be an evening of laughter, introspection, and a shared vision for global harmony. Save the World with Lizzie Allen will include a silent auction to support the creation of local singer-songwriter Deanna Knight's forthcoming album. The show takes place on September 15 at 7 p.m. Tickets, $30, are on sale at the One Flower One Leaf Gallery. More information about this one-of-a-kind event is available at heritageplayhouse.com.